Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Ben Roy Turner from What Culture, here to tell you what went down at WrestleMania Backlash. And Ben Roy, I think it's fair to say this was the best WrestleMania Backlash ever.
Yeah, from start to finish, we had great matches, we had gardeners, we had, I'm going to spoil it now, we had bloody zombies and a pretty solid main event. WrestleMania Backlash, the greatest WrestleMania Backlash in WrestleMania Backlash history. I don't know if the next WrestleMania Backlash will top this WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say you could describe this show as a bit of a roller coaster. It certainly got great, I thought, near the end. There were some iffy parts in the middle, though, and we'll get to them in due course. Let's start at the beginning. Let's start on, put that DVD away. wrestlers versus ladies and gentlemen. Let's start on the kickoff show. Sheamus came out and did an open challenge, of course, not the United States Championship. And we're wondering, who's this going to be? It's obviously not going to be Humberto Carrillo. Is it going to be Mansoor? Well, it was Ricochet who came out, had a fun little match, and then just got beat.
Yeah.
Sheamus hit a running knee out of nowhere. 1, 2, 3. And then in some... WWE's mindset is so ridiculous. I don't want to start ranting this early on, Ben Roy. But Ricochet gets pinned clean as a sheet by Sheamus and then proceeds to attack him as Sheamus is boasting and on the mic after the bell. Nick his coat and put his hat on and seems to think he's got one over. The way to embarrass a champion is by pinning them, not by popping their bloody hat on, Ben Roy.
Crap. I didn't really like it. What's the point of throwing him in there? You should just throw in a no-name job. Well, I say no-name job, right? At this point, Rick, that's what Vince thinks of Ricochet. Yeah. So, wasn't into it. I love what Sheamus is doing with this character. Well, I enjoy what Sheamus is doing with this character. Was the wrong sacrificial lamb.
Yes, exactly. Or if you want to continue the feud with Ricochet and Sheamus, just have Ricochet pin him because it's not for the title. But no, we couldn't have that.
Yeah, perfect.
Anyway, let's go on to the main card. It was the Raw Women's Championship triple threat match that started Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. Enjoyable this. It did feel a lot like the issues that people often have with triple threat matches, i.e. one person has to sell on the outside for an injury or a move that wouldn't have normally put them down for that long. That's what I felt throughout a lot of it. And you sort of could see the finish for this one coming a mile off. Although it's quite a couple of shonky finishes in the women's matches, I thought, on tonight's card, Ben Roy. This one saw Asuka charge Charlotte, who's on the outside. Charlotte hit her with a boot and then, I don't know, just decided she didn't want to wrestle anymore or fell to the outside. They didn't really show it because Asuka came back in, got hit with a riptide from Rhea Ripley, who obviously pinned Asuka to retain. That makes all the sense in the world, but where did Charlotte go?
I don't know. I wish we had the crowd in there so someone could have been filming it in their phone so we could see, did Charlotte legit fall out or did she plan? Was it a shoot? Was it a work fall? That's what I want to know. Was it meant to happen? That kind of like took the steam out of it for me at the end, so I'm not really sure about this because of that.
Yeah, what I'll say is, as what I said immediately after that, which was just a slightly confusing finish, or nonsensical finish, let's say, but the right one at least. The right person got pinned. I don't want to see Asuka getting pinned a lot, but you kind of know that they're going to continue this on with Rhea and Charlotte. and therefore it has to be just like in the WWE Championship match. You kind of know who's getting pinned in this. And maybe Asuka's going to go away, or there's going to be some spooky bollocks with Alexa Bliss, and it is going to be Rhea and Charlotte going forward. But yeah, just strange that she... I presume what happened is she booted her and then fell off the apron and then couldn't recover in time, but that was never really showcased. What came next, though, was a title change. We have father-son SmackDown Tag Team Champions. I will say, on the kickoff show... Dominic Mysterio got a sofa turned onto him. That's what happened, basically. He was confronted backstage. Why he wasn't with his dad, I've no idea. But yes, the Dirty Dogs attacked him backstage and tipped a sofa onto him. So just before this match started, Dominic Mysterio was there in the doctor's room getting checked over and basically selling his ribs and not being able to go out there. So Ray fought a handicap match for the majority of this. Did very well. Obviously, it was the old arrogant Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode thing. They've got the match won. And eventually, you know, they battered the crap out of Rey Mysterio. And just when it looked like all hope was lost, out comes Dominic Mysterio, still selling his ribs, but jumping up on the apron and begging for the tag. He initially got the tag, ran straight into a spinebuster by Robert Roode, which was absolutely sweet. But towards the end, we got a 619 on Robert Roode from Rey Mysterio, who then flipped to the outside to take out Dolph Ziggler. And he tagged his son in. Dominic Mysterio went up top and, just like his dad, hit a frog splash on Robert Roode for the 1-2-3. We have our inaugural father-son tag team champions, Ben Roy.
Is this the first time ever in wrestling? Like they said... First time the SmackDown, WWE,
yeah.
They were like the first SmackDown father guy.
Yeah,
come on. But yeah, it worked for me. I think it went a little too long, like a little too long of Rey Mysterio being on his own. I'd like to see more DM sliding Dominic Mysterio in there. The sofa thing was silly because you could see that the sofa didn't touch him. I thought it was, for what they were going for, it worked. It was fine, but like, nothing more you can really add to it. I liked Mysterio's like sort of like defending against it, and I just like seeing Bobby Roode on pay-per-view, you know, man. I feel like Bobby Roode doesn't get enough time out there, and I hope he goes on to better things from this.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he was, I think he's been underutilized for quite some time, like you say, and we are one step closer to mine and Michael Hamlet's dream booking, because we're sadistic bastards, of Dominic Mysterio turning on his own dad, electric chairing him on the ramp at the next pay-per-view, which I was about to say is Money in the Bank. That's not the case. It's going to be Hell in a Cell, ladies and gentlemen. That was announced tonight at Hell in a Cell, which is on Father's Day. Oh, it would just be magical. Right, normally I run through the matches and get your thoughts on them. I flat out refuse to do this for this match. What happened in Damian Priest versus The Miz, Ben Roy?
Well, Damian Priest versus The Miz was interrupted by the undead, the ghouls. Just a bunch of dead lads came out from seemingly the floor. And zombies, Dave Bautista himself sent a bunch of zombies around because he is trying to troll WWE where he can. And thanks to brand deals, we had some zombies. And now Vince does make movies.
Honestly. So, yeah, there was meant to be lumberjacks for this match. And Johnny Drip Drip, the most moist seaman in WWE, goes to have a word with them, walks into the chain room, which just had the word lumberjacks written on it. And it's just full of zombies.
Yep.
They come out. And then Damian Priest and The Miz proceed to have a match while zombies are around the ring. It can't get in the ring. They can get over barriers. They can get out of the locker room. They can get down to the ring. Cogging in it, the old invisible wall trick.
These weren't running zombies, that's why they were slow shambling dead ones.
Respect the match, they don't want to go to a DQ or anything like that. And there was a bit where they fought to the outside and then Miz and Priest teamed up to fight off the zombies. What a load of bollocks this was.
And the commentators ran away and then Drip Drip came back and then he fought them for a bit and then... He
went on the barricade and then got snatched away by some zombies.
Yeah, he died and then Miz was legit ripped apart in the middle of the ring and eaten. So
yeah, the finish of the match, in case you're keeping up at the back, was Damian Priest wins, of course. That was always what was going to happen. He hit the lights. He pinned the Miz. He left. And then all the zombies got in the ring and ate the Miz.
Yeah, dead now.
I almost swore then. I almost said F my life, because what on earth was this bollocks?
It was great. I enjoyed it. I think it was really good.
Yeah, I knew you'd enjoy it, obviously. But
if WWE could do WWE bollocks, it was the better side of it, I would say.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And to quote one Michael Cole, switching gears, we move back to just wrestling again with the Women's SmackDown Championship match to follow. Yes. That. So weird to try and get back into an actual wrestling show. I think Alvarez or Sean Ross Sapp or someone was tweeting to this thought process of like, right, okay, let's try and get back into what could be a contender for match of the night now after we've had zombie bollocks based on the Dave Bautista film that they've got promoting this show. It was a tough one to try and get back into this. And I thought they did well. But again, I just, my memory of this match is always going to be tainted by just a bit of an iffy finish. And the fact they didn't show it speaks volumes for me, Ben Roy.
Yeah, it was a bit like the end of the other women's match where I wasn't quite sure, because it felt like this was a legit botch because Bayley kicked out. So, and now I can only think of that kick out that wasn't counted, and it's going to be in the back of my mind, really.
It's just like you got Bianca winning the title at WrestleMania and Cole calls a kick out, and then she retains at WrestleMania Backlash. But like, so just the story of this was Bianca Belair's hair and Bayley's fury at it and then use of it to try and gain up hand. At one point, she pulled Bianca Belair into a Bayley to belly, which was actually really nice, to be fair. But she's doing all that. And then in the end, Bianca rolls her up and uses her hair to sort of wrap around the leg. But I don't know if she lost it or what exactly happened, but it didn't look great. And I'm not sure if Bayley kicked out or what. Like I said, the fact they didn't show a replay speaks volumes here, but it really took away from what was really quite an enjoyable match. But I sense we'll see these again off the way that finish went.
Yeah, the whole hook with the hair is an interesting angle for it, but the fact that it failed and it taints it, really. As you said, it just taints it.
But I don't know what they do next, but Bianca, again, just like with the opener, the right person retained the title. So very, very low bar, minimum.
Good results all the way through so far.
Yeah, exactly. Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman. I'll hold my hands up for this one, Ben Roy. I did not have high expectations for this. I've been kind of quite bored, even though it's three big, beefy men just beating the crap out of each of these. It was all a bit.
Yeah.
This was bloody great. I really enjoyed this. It was such fun. It was just finally the shackles came off and they just did all the mad stuff they wanted to do.
I can't believe this is actually fun and enjoyable and wasn't just a cluster F the whole way through, where they did the thing where they got rid of someone for a bit, but they legit had a reason for Bobby Lashley sitting out for a bit because he went through the stage. And from there, Braun was great. Oh, they all sort of like flew well.
Apron.
And then he did this weird like mid-air spear into some sort of like move where Braun almost killed himself. But I'm never the biggest fan of like the Braun stuff unless he's just doing Braun Smash. And he was doing a bit more Braun Smash here, echoing the older times. And I can't get over his attire looking like a gardener the whole time. But I keep waiting for a trowel or something to come out or him to go to the rose beds. But this is fine enough match. Weird. I was expecting more Drew to win, but you can see why they keep it on Bobby, because Bobby's doing great right now. So yeah.
Yeah, you can see that. We don't think everyone was saying, again, like with the Asuka involvement in the other triple threat, it's like Braun's in there to eat the pins so they can continue this feud and particularly maybe stick this one up for Hell in a Cell, for example. But yeah, like you say, Bobby got thrown through the electrical boards on the stage, big explosion, etc. So it looked like he was out of the match. And then you just had a hoss fight between Drew and Braun. And in the end, Drew nails Braun with a claymore kick. He's got the match won. But in comes Bobby Lashley, who throws Drew out, spears Braun, 1, 2, 3. He retains. And yeah, like you say, the means to an end, no doubt. But just really enjoyable. Just flying about. And like you say, in terms of, yeah, I could see that would take someone out of a match for a sufficient amount of time, because it's just three massive blokes just chucking themselves at each other.
Yeah,
every given opportunity. Mad stuff, this. Really enjoyable. And then we get to the main event. And throughout the show, we've had bits backstage with Roman and Jay and Jimmy, who ain't nobody's bitch, of course. And as Roman's about to go out, you've got Jay who's hyping him up. And Roman basically goes, no, you're sounding like your brother, you know, in terms of, because Jay had said, oh, I'll be there just in case. And he's like, just in case of what? So he sends him off. He goes out. And no shenanigans, just a great technical, hard-hitting fight for the main event. And although Cesaro did not win the Universal Championship, and Roman, to be fair, beat him clean as a sheet, technical submission due to the guillotine after targeting Cesaro's injured arm, which was the great story that went throughout the match. Although there was all that, I just thought it made Cesaro look so great in this, and was a worthy main event. And hopefully this will open the right people's eyes backstage that Cesaro is and should be a legit main eventer for years to come, and maybe even a world title eventually.
Both men came out stronger here, I feel like. The fact that Roman didn't win interference was great. Like, that, he's not a chicken heel. He's a fighting champion. His 40th title match just didn't crush the competition, but eventually overwhelmed and overpowered and asserted his dominance at the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
He's not letting go of that brass ring and give it to anyone else anytime soon. That belt is staying where it belongs. There was just no tomfoolery. It was great. I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was a fun contest that I don't feel like I see much from WWE, where it's just a fun fight match. Yeah. And these two, they got messy at certain points, but it wasn't cheating messy.
Yeah, and it, you know, there were still incredible shows of strength. That bit where Cesaro grabs someone and lifts from the outside of the ring in is great. And I think he lifted Roman at one point when Roman was going for a guillotine or whatever. And Roman obviously is just outrageous, some of the things that he do. There was one point where Cesaro did that thing where he's going for a European uppercut or whatever it is. He comes off the ropes and he just got nailed with a Superman punch. I thought that was a great spot as well. I loved that. We should talk about as well what happened post-match. Post-match, Jey Uso comes down. He recognizes, he acknowledges Roman Reigns as his tribal chief, as his hero. And then he immediately just gets back to beating the crap out of Cesaro. He goes up top. He's going to do a big splash on him. He's super kicked him, what have you. Seth Rollins' music hit. He comes out in quite the suit, comes up, squares up to Roman Reigns. And we think, where's this going? Is Seth Rollins turning face? Are we getting Seth versus Roman at the next pay-per-view? Maybe we're going to get that at something like SummerSlam, because he wasn't there to deal with Roman Reigns. He did his cackle and he went into getting a piece of Cesaro just like everyone else did. He's obviously still furious about what's been going on with Cesaro and Cesaro beating him, etc., etc. He battered him. He chucked him around ringside, and then he eventually, Cesaro, as I mentioned, got the injured arm that Roman had been targeting. Wonderful spot, by the way, where Roman had Cesaro's arm draped over his shoulder to do the old, you know, arm snap spot, and was talking down the camera lens specifically to D. Bryan. So yes, Cesaro's got the injured arm. Seth Rollins wraps a chair around it and smashes it off the ring post as the show goes off the air. Seth Rollins stands tall. And Roman Reigns is still your Universal Champion. What do you think of the post-match, Ben Roy?
Interesting. I thought there's for a moment Seth was going to be babyface, and that was confusing. It was like out of nowhere almost. And the Jimmy, it's not Jimmy, it's Jay, isn't it? Am I getting confused now with the Usos?
Yes.
Which one was it?
Jay came down to attack. Jimmy was nowhere to be found. And nowhere, apparently Cesaro doesn't have any mates, which was a bit weird. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad the Uso beatdown was afterwards, and the other one, there was no Uso conflict here. I think you save that for SmackDown. Like, it's a good way to not make it as messy as it was.
Yeah.
And then the whole Seth Rollins, like, are you going to be a nice man or a bad man? And he just was basically like, well, no, now that you've lost, I'm reigniting our feud. I'm going to burn it down, and we're going to have a little fight. So, yeah, I wonder if they'll have a blood feud in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
that's a contender, because we were saying during the show, who's going to have a Hell in a Cell match? And if Seth and Cesaro, they've had a feud go for a while now, just give them that. And also, I have to say, I liked it in this match. There wasn't the swing, was there?
No, he never got him for the swing, as far as I remember.
It was all very serious. So yeah, it all felt serious and legit, and like everyone cared about what they were doing. So I would say it was a great way to win the show.
Yeah, it reminded me a bit of watching like MMA fights, and your fighter gets injured early on. You think, oh, it's not really still a fair fight, because if he was 100% and he was 100%, you could probably win this. But yeah, it was, the writing was on the wall the moment that arm got injured and Roman was just targeting it. But it was a hell of a 25-minute contest of just like technical skills. And considering earlier on in the show, I was like, what are you talking about? Hell in the Cell's replacing Money in the Bank. That's the wrong calendar or whatever. We've sat here and suggested, what, 2, 3, 4 matches you could take to Hell in a Cell. Jimmy and Roman's another one, if they build that more on SmackDown, considering the history the Usos and Roman have got, particularly in Hell in a Cell. Really exciting. For a pay-per-view I went into with kind of mixed emotions at best, I've come out of it with zombies somehow. Bloody zombies, two wrestlers, I assume, Morrison and Miz. I don't know what happens with them on Raw tomorrow night, but anyway, there's that.
They'll do a Michael Jackson bit, won't they? They'll do a Thriller bit.
Yeah, but I'll say this, because we were asking, people gave it a general sort of 7 out of 10 in the comments on our live stream. I'll say this, the right people won. You got Rhea Ripley retaining, Bianca Belair retaining, issues with the way that they got there, but that's right. The Mysterios are new father-son tag champs. That's exciting, even if they may only hold that for a month or 2 months or whatever it may be. The zombie stuff is... I'm trying not to swear, so I'm just going to move quickly on.
Loved it. It was great.
Bobby Lashley retained. Drew McIntyre did all the work. That's good. Follow that up on Monday Night Raw, and I never have to hear MVP say the words, oh, Bobby Lashley might not be involved in the finish ever again. And Roman Reigns retains... But Cesaro looks great in it. They put on a fantastic main event. Cesaro and Seth Rollins can go their own way. Roman continues on his reign of terror, but looks great whilst doing it. And all in all, a pleasantly surprising WrestleMania Backlash in summary, Ben Roy.
Yeah, for the first ever WrestleMania Backlash, it could have been worse, put it that way. And had the right people won, the more the serious matches went a bit awry at certain points of the two women's matches, but at least the Cesaro Roman Reigns one didn't disappoint and actually really delivered. And zombies.
And the return of, the ECW zombie, which apparently one of the zombies was Scotty Too Hotty, we've just read online, which makes me slightly better with it all.
Yeah.
And the only way that makes me feel all right is because they put a bit of Too Cool in there for me. Aside from that, what a load of bollocks. But let's try and move on, eh? Let us know your thoughts in the comments section down below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. All the fallout from this over the next few days to come, of course. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions for the guys doing the news in the morning on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Ben Roy at...
Ben Roy Turner.
And you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. But this has been What Went Down at WrestleMania Backlash. Zombies, that's what went down. Thanks to Ben Roy. Thank you for joining us. Wrestlers versus bloody zombies. The sequel's apparently coming. Bloody hell. Thanks for watching.
A bit.
We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.